Right now in the studio, I am joined by the great Jessica Pratt, an artist whose music I've come to absolutely adore in the last 12 months. Her latest album, Here in the Pitch, came out a little over a year ago now, and it's had a lot of airtime across the station. She was also the feature on a really great single from ASAP Rocky last year, so it's been a busy 12 months. And on the back of that album release, she'll be playing at the Sydney Opera House for Vivid on the 28th of May, and if you were smart like me, you would have already bought tickets. If not, then there are still a few left, so definitely check that out. But don't take it from me, take it from her. Jessica Pratt, welcome to Zoom.
Hello, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is your first time in Australia in around 10 years, and in an Instagram post to announce the tour, you said that the last time you were here, you glimpsed kangaroos bounding across a distant field through the sherbet rays of sunset as green parrots swooped through the air like birthday streamers. The first question I wanted to ask you was, are there any particular animals or birds that you're excited to see when you come back to Australia?
I'm happy to see it all. I mean, I think that it's such a distant land to me and my bandmates that a lot of the things that you see will strike you as very foreign and exciting. But I do have a memory of being in a hotel in Sydney that was across the street from a park, and that was the first time I'd ever heard a kookaburra in just probably ever in my life, but in the wild, and it was very exciting. I thought it was like a monkey at first, so I hope we maybe encounter another one of those.
Yeah, I mean I've obviously lived in Sydney all my life, and I still get excited whenever I hear a kookaburra.
Yeah, a thrilling sound.
Yeah, we've got so many great birds. I actually did bring here my field guide to the birds of Australia. So if you are if you're looking for a souvenir to get while you're here, there's heaps of lovely birds, some very nice parrots and there.
I wonder, I think those are the ones that I saw.
Yeah, there's lots of lorikeets around. That's like a, I guess, a type of, it's like a mix between a parrot and a pigeon, and you'll find a lot of them in the city, which is really great. I guess on that point, you were talking about the kookaburra. Do you ever find you get any inspiration for your music from nature, or again, from maybe certain animals? I don't know whether, you know, you find anything in the ambience of the environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I am inspired by nature in general. In the last 5 years, I've been living in a house that is probably more what feels like the countryside, even though it isn't, than any place I've lived in LA over a decade. So there's lots of trees and coyotes and raccoons and skunks and birds and things like that. And it's been very nice to just observe the creatures. So yeah, I do think about sort of the natural aspects of the place that I live. And I'm sure that that influences me on some level.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. On that point, quite a few songs on Here in the Pitch are fairly rhythmically bare, especially when it comes to the drums. There's not a whole lot of percussion going on, but there are a few moments that, you know, you'll hear like a short drum fill here and there. I'm specifically thinking about the little, I think it's a timpani on the chorus of Better Hate. Yeah. And I was wondering kind of where you get what the influences behind that might be.
Yeah, I mean, I've always really enjoyed listening to percussion in music. And especially like, you know, in the 60s, when I feel like a lot of the pop bands were kind of getting into orchestral stuff. I mean, obviously the Beach Boys, but a lot of other bands too. And I probably would have been inclined to this sort of thing earlier, but it didn't really feel like until this batch of songs that it was appropriate to sort of make arrangements like that. So yeah, I mean, it's been something I've, I guess, aspired to do for a long time, but just didn't really cross my mind as something that felt suitable until very recently. So it's been exciting.
Yeah. You were just talking about the Beach Boys and some of the, you know, more orchestral stuff from the 60s. But an artist that I've been kind of getting into alongside your music is John Cale. And I feel like he's another artist who certainly rhythmically did a lot of interesting things, but when it comes to the orchestral arrangements, it's a bit more grand than that. I don't think that's a coincidence that I've been, you know, getting into both of your music alongside each other. I was wondering how much of a part his music has played in the making of this album and any of your other music.
I mean, I'm a John Cale fan for sure. And you know, I love the Velvet Underground very much. And also Nico's record Marble Index, which he did the arrangements for. I had listened to that album a lot when I was young. It was like a foundational record. But I didn't learn until later that the way that it was done was sort of she laid down the harmonium and her vocals, and it was like pretty bare. And then he just did all the arrangements and kind of like revealed it to her all at once, from what I've read. Which I guess kind of makes sense. If you listen to it, you can sort of, it does feel like there are these two layers. But it doesn't really sound like anything else to me. I feel like those are some of the most genius arrangements I've ever heard. They're just, so otherworldly and kind of sludgy. And when I was working with the percussionist on Here in the Pitch, he was putting some stuff down on a song called Know Where It Was, and he actually brought that record up. And so it feels, I mean, I was very happy to hear him bring it up just sort of organically in the studio, you know.
Yeah, of course. I was actually listening to that album on the bus this morning on your recommendation. That was my first time and I was enjoying it quite a bit. So thank you for that.
All right, just a crazy record. It's good on
Yeah.
headphones.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess on that point, when you're on the road, do you find yourself listening to like coming back to old stuff or do you kind of try and, you know, find some new stuff?
I would say it's not down the middle, but I am fortunate in that I have a lot of really cool friends, and my husband Matt, who is always doggedly searching for new, interesting underground music. So I feel like I get fed a lot of interesting stuff, and I'm very grateful for that. I feel like it's maybe made some of my digging skills atrophy a little bit, but I can't really complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love to hear new cool stuff. I'm always very excited when something comes across my desk.
Yeah, of course. Is there anything in particular that lately has been kind of catching your ear?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, I listened to that Cindy Lee record
Oh,
for a million
I
years.
love that album.
And I had been a Cindy Lee fan prior to that, but yeah, I love the Cameron Winter record is amazing, heavy
Oh
metal.
yeah,
I
and
know
you're
everybody's
playing with
listening.
him as well in New York, aren't you?
That's true. Yeah, it's been a mainstay. Also, my friend in London is in a group called Cuneiform Tabs. They're about to put out their second record. It's really, if you like the previously mentioned stuff, you might also like them.
I will certainly be checking that out. I'm a bit sad that I'm not in a I won't be in the US at that point. Anyway, right now you're listening to Newfangled on 2SER. Jessica Pratt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's been really nice to chat.